Hello there and welcome to another episode of The Marketing Guide with me, your host, Laura O'Mahony. If this is your first time tuning into the show, this is the podcast for small business owners and entrepreneurs who want to learn how to stand out online. So if you're ready to do the work and grow your online presence, then this is the podcast for you. So thank you for tuning in to today's episode. I'm going to talk to you about how you can prepare for your content in 2022. So we're coming to the end of the year and we're all tired, we're all need the rest, but if you do this exercise before you end out your year, you will be so glad and so grateful at the start of 2022, because you won't have to sit down and do all this plan again, and you won't have to worry about your content because you've everything kind of put together and you've made a plan, and you've looked back on your content over 2021 as well, and you've seen what's worked well and what hasn't worked well. So before we get going with the episode, I just want to remind you that if you want to leave a review, you can do so on Apple and on Android. How you can do that and all the instructions and information are at lauraomahony.com/review. Also, don't forget to subscribe so you get notified when I release a new episode every Monday. And yeah, just pop me a DM on Instagram if you want to have a chat and say hi. I'd love to hear from you. My Instagram is at lauraomahony.com as well. So let's get going with the episode, and let's talk about what the first step is in terms of looking back on your content over the past year. So I should mention as well that if you can grab a pen and piece of paper, now is a good time to do that, and you can take some notes. I have covered most of the stuff in the show notes, and it will include links to everything that I discuss in the show notes, so all the links will be there. But this is just for how you perform your audit of your previous content. You might want a pen and piece of paper for that. So let's get going then with step one, and that is to audit your grid posts. So you're going to do an audit of your existing content and the content that you've posted over the last year. So quite often when we come to the end of the year, we don't think to look back and see, you know, how well content has actually performed for us. We might do it during the year, and we might, you know, pop into our insights every couple of months or whatever, but it's a really good idea to have a look for the 12 months of the year and see how well did your content actually perform over the whole year, and what were the pieces of content that maybe got a lot of likes, pieces of content that might have got a lot of comments, shares, all that kind of stuff, saves, all that kind of information. So how do you find out then how well your content has performed? So let's start with the grid posts then, as I said at the start of this. So what you're going to do is go to your profile. You're going to click on the three little lines at the top right hand corner, the hamburger icon, as I call it. You're going to click on insights. You might also have a button for insights that's like sits under your bio as well. A lot of people have that, some people don't, so which is why I'm kind of telling you about the two ways. So you're going to open up your insights, and under the heading then content you shared, you're going to see, like, if you scroll down you see content you shared, you're going to click on the posts. So with that, you've got three different options and three different drop down boxes at the top of the posts. So you see all your posts, but you have the three different options. So you've got any, you've got reach, and you've got last year, and I'll explain exactly what each of those is and what's under each of those headings. So under any, when you open that menu, you can refine those to the following. You can have photos, you can have videos, and you can have carousel posts. So they're the three types of posts that you can have on your grid. So you can say, I want to know how many carousel posts, how many saves they got within the last year. So you're going to select carousel posts. But for the purposes of this episode, I'm asking you just to keep that as any, and I'll explain that in a minute. So then you have a second option, second drop down box, and you have reach. So under reach, you've got business address taps, you've got call button taps, you've got comments, you've got email button taps, you've got follows, you've got impressions, you've got likes, you've got post interactions, you've got profile visits, you've got reach, you've got saves, and you've got text button taps. And then you've got a third drop down menu, and that is for the time period. So it's under the last year. So you can see, you can have select the time period of 7 days, 30 days, 3 months, 6 months, a year or 2 years. So for this, to run your audit, I'm going to ask you to look at the posts that brought you the most follows. That's the first thing. So you're going to select within that, you're going to select under any, it's, you just leave that as is. So that selects all photos, videos, and carousel posts. And then under reach, you're going to select follows. And then the time period then is the last year. So then you can go and see exactly which of the posts that you've put out over the last year have brought you the most follows. And it might be a good idea to have a little spreadsheet or a little, even put this on pen and paper, and see which were the posts that brought you the most follows over the last 12 months. And that might actually surprise you as well, because quite often when we're looking at insights, we don't tend to go too much into details. And we kind of look at an overview, but looking at this in that kind of finer detail will give you a good idea of what are the posts that are bringing you follows, so you can create more of those kind of posts in the next 12 months then. Next then, to see which posts brought you the most comments. So that's really important in terms of engagement and how well people engage with your content. You're going to leave it as any again, so that we're selecting carousel posts, video and normal posts. Then you're going to select for the under reach, you're going to put comments, and the time period then is going to be the last year as well, and that will show you which of the posts that you've put out over the last year have brought you the most comments. So you can look and see then, what did you do? Was it something in the particular post? Was it something within the caption that you wrote that got you a lot of comments? And take note of that, so you can bring that within your strategy then for 2022. Next, you're going to see which post brought you the most likes. So likes, I always say, it's really, really easy to give a like. It's harder to give, you know, to go and write a comment. It takes a lot more effort to write a comment on someone's post. And likes are a good way of knowing how well a post actually did, but a better way of knowing is really true things like how many shares, how many saves, how many comments did it get. So it is important to take likes into consideration, but it's not the most important thing, so it's good to understand that as well. So you're going to leave it any as well, you're going to under reach, you're going to select likes, and the time period then the last year as well, and that will show you which was your most popular post in terms of likes over the last year. And then to see which post brought you the most website visits. So we always want to get people off our Instagram and onto our website and onto a particular landing page. So you're having a sale, or you're want people to sign up to your new service, whatever it might be. So it's important to look and see how much of your content is actually bringing people onto your website. So to do that, you're going to leave it as any, you're going to select under reach, website taps, and then the time period is going to be the last year. And have a look and see, why did those people come? What's written in the comments? What's written in the caption? Is there something particular in the post that you had mentioned to visit your website? What drove people to go to your website? So you can do more of that then. You can double down on that next year. So there's a whole pile of information you can find under reach. As I said, I went through them all there. But I suggest those ones, and looking at those ones for how well you performed in 2021 will give you a good understanding. You can go into like really finite detail with this, but I don't think there's any point. You don't have to look at all of them and look at everything. They're the ones that I suggest. You might want to add in a couple more as well, and if you do, definitely work away with that. So that is number one, step one, auditing your grid post. So let's move on then to step number two, and that's auditing your reels. So up until a few months ago, we didn't actually have any access to insights for reels. It just wasn't there. And when you actually open your insights for your reels, I am only seeing two of my reels under insights, that tab. But if I pop into my individual reels, I can look at the insights for those. So I don't know, is it a glitch? I don't know, is it because insights only became available in the last couple of months, and that those two reels were put out within that time frame, or what it was, I'm not sure. But definitely keep in mind that it may be glitchy, it may not have all the information there. But what I want you to do is pop into your insights, scroll to content you shared section again, and then you're going to look at the reels insights. So when you pop in there, you'll have two drop down menus. Again, you're going to have plays and you're going to have time period. So under plays, you're going to have the following options. You're going to have comments, you're going to have likes, you're going to have saves, you're going to have reach, you're going to have plays, and you're going to have reels interactions. And then under time periods, it's the exact same thing again. You can select like a week, a month, 3 months, 6 months, a year. So I want you to look at each of those under Reels, because we don't have a huge amount of options. You've just got comments, likes, saves, reach, plays, Reels interactions. I want you to look at each of those and go in and pop in for the last year and see what is the breakdown of each of those and which Reels were like saved the most, which Reels got the most comments. They're really important pieces of information to know, so that when you're creating Reels next year, you know exactly which of your Reels performed well and which didn't, and you get a good breakdown then of, you know, what the overall, you know, look and feel of your Reels was, how it performed, all that kind of stuff. It's good to go back in and remind yourself, because I've created Reels and I'm like, I don't even remember creating that Reel, but anyway, it's just a good idea to pop in for the last 12 months and see how your Reels performed. As I said, if you want to see how an individual Reel has performed and find that inside information, how you can do that is pop into that particular Reel. Down underneath the share icon, you'll see the three little kind of vertical dots. Click on those and then click on insights, and you'll get the information for that one particular Reel. That's how you do that. So that's step number two, auditing your Reels. Let's move on then to step number three, which is auditing your stories. So for stories then, we're going to do the exact same thing. We're going to pop into our insights and we're going to click on stories under the content you shared. It'll be the same place again for stories. You're going to have two options. You're going to have reach and time period. So under reach then, you've got the following metrics. You've got back, you've got call button taps, you've got email button taps, you've got exited, you've got follows, you've got next story, you've got business address taps, you've got impressions, link clicks, forward, profile visits, reach, text button taps, and website taps. And then under time, you've got the exact same thing again, a week, a month, a week, 2 weeks, a month, 3 months, 6 months, a year, that kind of thing. So for those insights, what I want you to do is go into those and look at the metrics. So under those particular group of metrics, so you've got back, call, pick the ones that you think are most relevant to your brand. So I would say like email button taps, follows, profile visits, reach, that kind of thing, because they're the important information to know how many people it reached. And you can look at like how many people clicked next story, how many people exited, so went out of your story, how many people went back, all that kind of stuff. You can look at that information, but the information that you want to gather is, you know, what action was driven from people watching my story. So did they visit my, what stories might people visit my profile? What stories might people, you know, click on the website apps or click on a link, link clicks, that kind of thing. Because the link button is new, obviously relatively new in the last couple of weeks. So it's important to look at those and look at what kind of interaction, what kind of engagement you're getting from people in your stories. And also what I like to do is pop into any of the stories that I had a poll on as well and see how many people actually clicked on the polls as well. That's a good way of knowing what kind of engagement that you're getting. So that's step three. So step four then is to count your posts. So to go back and look at your grid posts. So this one was shocking for me because I thought I had way more posts done. And I think I like archived some posts and kind of hid some posts that weren't really relevant or that I didn't like the look of. So under content you shared, I want you to go into the grid posts and you, the same thing, you will have any reach and the last year. So click for the full year and then go down and count how many posts you did over the last year. So when you have that done, write down your number and then I want you to divide that by 52, which is this 52 weeks in the year, and then you will see how many posts per week that you're actually creating. So if you decide that for 2022 I want to post 5 posts a week, and at the moment you've figured out that you've only actually posted 1 post per week, or you've posted maybe 2 posts per week, you know, there's a gap there that you need to fill. There's obviously 3 extra posts per week. And how do you fit that into your workflow? And how do you fit that into your week? And is it viable to do that? And do you need to scale back and maybe say, well, I'm actually going to post 3 posts per week. And the ones that I'm going to post are ones that I know will perform well because I've looked at my insights for the past year. And I know that that has actually, they've actually performed well because you've gone in and looked at the ones that have got all the comments, they've got all the shares, saves, all that kind of stuff. Then I'm going to get you to do the same thing for your reels and for your stories. So look at how many reels have you created in the last 12 months and divide that by 52. And how many stories you've created as well. So I would suggest between 3 to 5 stories per day, but it's actually totally up to you. You might want to do more than that. You might want to do 10 stories a day. You might be somebody that's really, really active on stories, or you might be somebody that finds stories difficult and you might want to do less stories. So it's totally up to you, but just decide on what figure you want to do every day, how many stories you're going to post per day for 2022, and what is the gap between what you're currently posting and what you need to post or what you want to post for the new year. So that's step number 4, counting your posts, so grid posts, reels and stories, and then assessing what you're going to do for 2022. Step 5 then is to prep your content plan. So I've talked about this on the podcast several times before, and how to kind of go about, you know, planning your content and prepping your content for the year. So there's several episodes, if you go back over the last year, if you go back and look, you'll see there's several different episodes on that. So the first thing you're going to do is start with picking your content pillars. So these are a set of topics that you're going to talk about and rotate throughout your social media platforms. So you can have between 4 and 6. I have 6, and these are kind of topics that I cover across the podcast, across my social media. So when I'm coming up with content ideas, I have my general topic, my general content pillar. So the content pillar could be Instagram, and underneath that, then I'm obviously going to come up with ideas for different episodes for Instagram or for different posts for my social media for Instagram as well. So to kind of come up with your ideas and to know how to do that whole process, have an episode on that. It's number 46. It's called The Essential Guide to Content Pillars for Instagram and how to use them for your brand. I also have an episode on how you can come up with ideas and brainstorm ideas. That's episode 80. It's a recent episode. It's called 25 Content Tools to Speed Up Your Instagram Planning Process. So within that, I give you loads of different ways of finding ideas. Once you have your content pillars and you know your 6 content pillars, how you can come up with loads of different ideas then for that. So you can come up with like a couple of thousand ideas within the space of a couple of hours. So it should be really easy for you to plan out your whole content for the next year, or just have a kind of an outline of, you know, what you're doing for 2022. And that's a really good place to start as well, is kind of having a calendar and popping in things, and you'll find it easier then to kind of come up with ideas because you have a start and you have something there. It's not so overwhelming. And the next thing then is your visuals. I've covered that in episode 2, on that previous episode. But start pulling together some visuals that you can use within your marketing for the next year. So if it's photos, start looking at, you know, some of the stock photo websites. I shared them in that episode 80. Start looking at, you know, what are the photographers that you like within those stock photo websites? What are the type of photos that you like? What is your aesthetic? What kind of visuals do you want to put out in 2022? And just getting a good idea and a good, you know, gathering maybe 50 images that you can chop and change and use in a different way within your marketing for the next year. Also, if you are in need of new photos of yourself, so you might have photos on your website that might be like 5 or 6 years old and you know you need to get new photos, 2022 might be a good time and a good opportunity for you to do that. So you might budget for a photographer, somebody to come and take photos of you, and you might go to a location, whatever it might be. And I've talked about that before in the podcast. I generally DIY my own photos because I have a background, I've done photography in college, and I kind of have all the equipment, I have all the stuff here to kind of do that, and it's easy enough to take your own photos. And with the technology that we have nowadays with our phones, iPhones and Android phones, we've got really good cameras within our phones, so it's really easy to set up that. And if you pop onto TikTok and have a look at like portrait photography posing tips, all that kind of stuff, you get really good ideas there. Instagram Reels as well, you'll probably find the same stuff, because as I'm always saying, TikTok and Reels are pretty much the same thing. Reels just copy TikTok. So the DIY route is a good way to go, but if you feel that you are not, you know, creative in that sense, that you're not good at taking photos and that you don't really know how that whole process works, definitely look at hiring someone to take your photos, and you'll have those to use within your content then for the next year. I know people that go off and do that and they literally have loads of photos then to use over the next year. And it's really good to show your face as well, and to show a person behind the brand as well, and for people to get to know you and what you look like as well, and showing that on your Instagram feed as well. So the next thing then you're going to do is look at your content calendar and setting out your content calendar. So for this, you can use Google Sheets, and you can set up a spreadsheet with, say, a calendar of the next 12 months for 2022. You can use Asana, you can use Trello. There's loads of different things that you can use. And I did mention that in the previous episode as well, that I just referenced, all of the different tools that you can use for your Instagram marketing. But that's what I like to do, is in Google Sheets, I like to set up the calendar for the next 12 months. And then I just like to pop in things like national holidays. So you've got, like, you know, that you've got Patrick's Day, the 17th of March, that you've got like a bank holiday in May, all the different national holidays that you celebrate. And then you've got national days. So you've got like National Donut Day, you've got like Earth Week, you've got all those different kind of national days and national weeks. So if you look at this website, I think it's called nationaldays.com, but if you just Google that, you'll find all the different days and kind of the most popular ones for the next year, and you can use them within your marketing then, and start popping them into your calendar. And then you've probably got, within each month, you've probably got between 5 to 6 posts that you can create around those national days and national holidays and special days, that kind of thing. And if you are using the content planner within Canva, that's part of the pro package. There's a content planner within that. It will tell you all the national days. And if you click on the national days, say it's like Earth Week or whatever it is, if you click on that, it will give you posts templates that are already made up there. So all you have to do is pop it in, change the color, and maybe change the font to align with your brand, and post that out. That's it. It's really, really easy. So that is step number 5, and that is prepping your content plan. Okay, so let's move on then to number 6, which is less time, more impact. So for the year 2022, I'm going to challenge you to do more with less time. So have you ever heard Parkinson's Law, which is, it says that any work or task expands to fill the time allotted for its completion. So if you are somebody that is spending hours and hours on Instagram, I want you to go back and look at your time over the last week or the last month as well. How much time have you actually spent on the app? And you can do that within an Android and an Apple phone as well, to go in and see how much time you're spending on Instagram and what is the impact that you're making for that time. So are you scrolling without actually, you know, doing anything and not posting? Are you, you know, just spending all your time commenting on other people's things and, you know, not actually putting the time into your own account and working on your own account and putting content out there, that kind of thing, your stories? So definitely going to challenge you to spend less time on social in 2022, because it's good for our mental health. It's good not to be just mindlessly scrolling and mindlessly, you know, aimlessly going on to the apps and opening them up and getting that urge all day long to open the app, and to be more mindful about your content and planning your content and planning ahead, because it will take the stress off you. All of us business owners are just super busy. Social media is, for most people, when I talk to them, they say that it's the one thing that stresses them out, and it's the one thing that makes them feel anxious, because they know they have to post. They know that in order for to stay on top of people's mind, and in order for people to kind of see content from them, that they have to post. But they also have 50 million other things to do. They have to, like, look after their accounts. They have to get their orders out. They have to deal with clients or customers. They have to, you know, take deliveries. If you're like product-based business, you have to unpack the deliveries. You have to pack the orders. You have so much to do. And it's one small part of running a business, but it's a part that takes up a lot of people's mind space and it stresses people out. So that is my challenge for you for 2022, is to be more present when it comes to social media, be more mindful when it comes to it, and that be more mindful of how you're spending your time. I'm not saying stop scrolling altogether, because I love to scroll and I love to watch reels and watch TikToks and all that kind of stuff. And it's like, for me, I'll reward myself with like 20 minutes to watch TikToks after I've done a certain amount of tasks. I'm not saying don't do that, but I'm just saying that don't do that and neglect your social media for 2022. So if you decide that you're going to do 3 posts a week, you should easily be able to achieve that if you're spending, say, 1 to 2 hours a day on Instagram at the moment, or even 1 hour a day on Instagram at the moment. Just maybe try by cutting back that time and spending that hour on, you know, getting your content right and putting it out there, or maybe do your content at the start of the week. And I'd also suggest looking back on some of the episodes that we've covered in 2021, because I've covered episodes on, you know, how to plan out your content, loads of different time saving tips. So maybe sit down, give yourself a bit of time, pop into your little quiet workspace, listen to a couple of episodes, take some notes, and then start putting things into plan, start taking action as well. That's the most important thing. There's no good in listening to the podcast episodes if you're not actually, you know, putting things into plan and, you know, taking action from it. Even if you only do one small thing from every episode, that's one small thing you're doing every single week that is really, really good progress at the end of the year. So don't feel that you have to do everything that, you know, I'm kind of saying in the episodes, or you don't have to do all the things. Even if you do one small thing, you know, that saying 1% better each week is 52% better at the end of the year, or is it 1% better a day is 365% better? That sounds better, actually. 365% better at the end of the year. So just remember, small, simple steps and taking action. That's the most important thing. So that's it for this episode. There are the 6 different ways to prepare your content for 2022. So just pop down through them really quickly. Step 1 is to audit your grid posts. Step 2 is to audit your reels. Step 3 is to audit your stories. Step 4 then is to count your posts. So all of your posts, your grid posts, your reels and your stories. Step 5 then is to prepare your content plan. Step 6 is less time with more impact. So I hope you found that episode helpful, and hopefully it will help you plan out your content for 2022 and take the stress out of Instagram and posting to Instagram. And that's what my motto and my whole ethos for 2022 is: less stress, more impact, and getting more done in terms of Instagram and not overthinking things as well. If you're a classic overthinker like I am, I can definitely sympathise with you. So don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes. Also, have a free ebook, and that will give you loads of different Instagram content ideas. If you go to my website, lauraomahony.com, click on the bar at the very top of the website, it says free ebook, and there's 30 days, I think, of Instagram content ideas there for you. If you literally put in your name and your email address, you'll have it in your inbox straight away. Also, I would love it if you're enjoying the podcast, you could go leave a review. So if you want to find out how you can do that, it's lauraomahony.com/review. All the details are there. I'll link that in the show notes below as well. And if you just click on that link, you'll go and get all the instructions on how to do it, because Apple don't make it easy for people to leave reviews. It's quite complicated. It's different on every device, but I've left a little instructional video and some links there on how you can actually go do that. So I just want to say thank you for everybody that's listened to the podcast so far. I really do appreciate each and every person that tunes in each week. So I hope you have a great week ahead, and I will see you in the next episode.